Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin broadcasting tonight from the Bashir Gymnasium for tonight's matchup between the Bashir Lady Tigers and the Knox County Eagles. Starting for the Tigers are Sheree Cole, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Chelsea Collip, and Holly Hazen. For the Eagles, it's Caitlin Palmer, Billy Mitchell, Stephanie Hicks, Samantha Lechby, and Aaron Hunold. Just about ready to go underway. Jumping for the Tigers is Haley Kelsey and Stephanie Hicks for the Eagles. Sarah Williams coaching for the Tigers and DJ Leverton for the girls. Knox County controls the tip-off. Pass in over the right-hand side at number 25. Shot is no good. Elsie with the rebound. She brings the ball back the other way. Coming across the timeline, passes over the right wing to Sheree Cole. Dribbles back out, passes it to Collip, top of the key, over to Elsie, the left wing, back to Hazen. Back to Elsie on the left side. Her shot is up just inside the arc and good. So the Tigers are on the ball first. 7 minutes, 33 seconds left in the first period. Tigers leading it 2-0. Lechby brings it across the timeline, the top of the key. Back over the left-hand side, shot is up and a little bit too strong. Tigers with the rebound, Collip. Elsie brings the ball back the other way, comes across the timeline, the left side, back to Cole, the left wing into Hazen. Free throw line back to Cole, who shoots just inside the arc, way short. Collip with the rebound, but she double dribbles, so it'll be the Eagles ball. Lechby inbounds it to Palmer. Back to Lechby, and she brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Looks to get it in, but thinks the better of it, passes it over to Palmer on the right-hand side. Back to Lechby, back over to the left-hand side, and she travels with it. So it'll be the Tigers' ball. Hazen inbounds it for the Tigers. Back to Collip. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Collip brings it across the timeline over to the left-hand side, passes it back to Elsie at the top of the key, over to Cole on the right-hand wing, back to Haley Kelsey in the right corner. Her shot is up and short. Sheree Cole with the rebound. She sets up for three, and her shot is to the right-hand side. Eagles with the rebound in a hurry. They get it up for the easy layup, but a little bit too strong. But they get it back to Hicks, whose shot is up and good. We're all tied up. Collip will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. She dribbles across the timeline on the left side to the left lane, passes back to the left corner. Can't see who has it. It's back to Collip. Collip will dribble around to the top of the key, passes it over Sheree Cole, the right wing, back to Haley Kelsey in the corner. She kicks it back to Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key, back to Sheree Cole, and she sets up for three, and her shot this time is nothing but net. Good for three. Tigers lead at 5-2 with 5:50 left in the first period. Eagles take a timeout. So after the timeout, it's 5 minutes, 50 seconds left. Tigers will inbound it. Hazen for the Tigers to awaiting Sheree Cole. Dribbles it up the top of the key. Passes it over to Kimberly Elsie. A little scrum there, but she gets it back to Sheree Cole to Collip, back to Kimberly Elsie, over to Sheree Cole, the right wing. She'll dribble it back to the top of the key, pass it over to Elsie at the left wing. Back to Sheree Cole. She dribbles it into the free throw line, over to Elsie on the left side. Her shot just inside the arc is wide left. Rebound. Eagles, but Collip steals the ball, but then the shot is no good. Eagles take it coast to coast. Shot is good. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Hazen inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie. Brings it ahead to Sheree Cole. Gets it ahead to Kimberly Elsie. Brings it across the timeline into Hazen. At the free throw line, her shot is up and nothing but net. She had plenty of time to set up for that one. Tigers lead at 7-4 with 4:53 left in the first period. Lechby brings it across the timeline, top of the key. Passes it over the right wing. Back out to Lechby by Palmer. Palmer's pass is way high. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball over on the far side. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Sheree Cole just as soon as George gives her the ball. There she has it. She dribbles it up the top of the key, sets up. It's ball is, and sets up for a shot, but the ball is tipped. Eagles with the steal, and they try to get it ahead for the break, and they're fouled. The foul is on number 11, Sheree Cole. First foul of the game. Leckby brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense, dribbles around the right-hand side, passes it over the right wing to Palmer. She tries to get it into the paint. And kind of a scrum, tries to pass it out, and she's fouled by a Tiger. Foul is on Chelsea Collip. That's her first foul. Second team foul. 4 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead it 7-4. Inbound pass to Leckby. Gets it out to the right wing. Back to Leckby, drives it into the paint. Her shot is good from the right block. 7-6, Bashir. Full-court pressure by the Eagles. Get across the timeline to Hazen. Trey Cole sets up to Elsie, the top of the key, back to Collip in the left corner. Collip dribbles it all the way around the horn, passes it to Elsie, the right wing. Back to Collip, who dribbles it back the other way, passes it over to Cole, the left wing. She dribbles it into the top of the key, passes it out to Elsie, brings it out. She passes across to Sheree Cole into Haley Kelsey, who kicks it back out to Collip. Or not Collip, but Sheree Cole. Kind of a scrum, but they get it back out to Collip. She passes it to Kimberly Elsie. Just in her shot just inside the arc is good for two. 9-6 Bashir, 3:28 left in the first period. Leckby brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, passes it over to Palmer at the right wing, back to Leckby, over to Mitchell, back to shot is no good. Haley Kelsey had the ball, but she stepped on the line, so it'll be the Eagles' ball. Leckby will inbound it for the Eagles. Christina Scudder in for Hazen. Leckby inbounds it to Palmer at the right corner. She passes it out to Megan Davis. Shot is no good. Eagles with the rebound. Hazen picks it off the ground and gives it to Sheree Cole, who brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. She passes it to Elsie at the top of the key. She dribbles it in, kicks it over to Collip in the left corner, but her shot is short. Eagles with the rebound. Leckby brings the ball across the timeline at the top of the key. Looks to set the offense up. Drives it over the right-hand side. Pass it over to Palmer, to Megan Davis in the corner, back at the Leckby at the top of the key. Passes it into the paint to Mitchell. She gets it back out to Leckby at the top of the key, over to the left-hand corner. Looks to get it in. And they get it back out to Leckby, back over to the right corner. Shot is up and a little too strong. Christina Scudder with the rebound to Sheree Cole, who will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Dribbles up the top of the key and sets up for three. Her shot is nothing but net. Tigers with the advantage, 12-6, with 2 minutes left in the first period. Leckby brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, passes it over to Palmer at the right wing, back to Megan Davis in the right corner, back out to Leckby, back to Davis. Back out to Leckby at the top of the key. She drives it into the lane, passes it over to Mitchell in the right corner. Her pass is no good. Elsie with the steal, and she drives it coast to coast, but the ball is stripped by number, I guess it would be Leckby. So the Tigers will retain possession. Elsie will inbound it, but the Tiger kicks it out to Sheree Cole at the right wing. Back to Chelsea Collip at the top of the key. She dribbles around the left-hand side, all around the horn. Gets it into Hazen, about 15 foot away, out to Sheree Cole at the top of the key, to Kimberly Elsie at the right wing. Back to Collip at the right corner. Her shot is up and a little too strong. Hazen with the rebound. Jump ball is called. 1 minute left in the first period. Tigers lead at 12-6. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers under the basket. Out to Christina Scudder to Sheree Cole at the top of the key. Over to Kimberly Elsie on the right side. Takes a look and then sidesteps and shoots, and she's fouled. Foul is on Caitlin Palmer. So Elsie will go to the line. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead at 12-6. Elsie's shot is up and nothing but net. Brooke Salder in for Sheree Cole. Elsie's second shot is on its way, and it's good. So, 1 minute left in the first period. 14-6 for sure with the advantage. Passes into the big girl, Stephanie Hicks, at the right blocks, and her shot is she goes for a shot, and she's fouled. Foul is on number 41, which would be Christina Scudder. That's her first foul. Three team fouls on the Tigers, one on the Eagles. Hicks' first shot is no good, but she'll get another shot to redeem herself. Left-handed shot is up and good. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Pass in by Scudder right into the hands of an Eagle. Looked to get it in the paint, but it's knocked out by Scudder. Eagles will retain possession of the ball. Leckby will inbound it for the Eagles. Leckby gets it all the way out to Hicks. Back to Leckby at the top of the key. Over to the right-hand side. Pass into Hicks, and she's fouled again. I imagine it's going to be on Christina Scudder. Now that's on Chelsea Collip. Four team fouls on the Tigers. Hicks will inbound it, kicks it all the way out to number 11. Over to Palmer. Back to Leckby, back to Palmer. He looks to get it into Hicks in the paint. Her turnaround shot is nice looking. Hook shot, actually. It's good. 14-9 Bashir with the advantage. Kimberly Elsie brings it to Collip, who brings it across the timeline. To Kimberly Elsie. They kind of got her boxed over there, but they get it out to Hazen, the top of the key, so she's all right now. Hazen looks a little uncomfortable dribbling the ball, but she gets it over to Elsie, who steps inside the right-hand side, just inside the arc, and shoots, and she's fouled. 4.3 seconds left in the first period. Foul is on Palmer. That's her second foul. Two team fouls on the Eagles. Elsie's shot is a little too strong, bounces back to her. Kelsey in, Scudder out for the Tigers. Elsie's second shot is up, and this one's good. 15-9, Tigers with the advantage. Leckby brings it across the timeline as time expires. So at the end of one, Tigers lead it 15-9. On the field for, it's going to be Eagles ball, and Leckby will inbound it to a waiting Tungate. Back to Leckby, she dribbles it in, kicks it back to Tungate on the left-hand side. She dribbles behind her back, gets it back out to Leckby at the top of the key, passes over the right-hand side, looks to get it in on the back door, but it's way too high. This will be Tigers ball. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Gets it to Sheree Cole to Elsie. She brings it across the timeline. Pass over to Cole. Just about loses a handle on it. She hands it back to Elsie, passes it over to Haley Kelsey at the right wing, back to Sheree Cole on the right side. She kicks it back to Haley Kelsey in the right corner this time. Kelsey dribbles it around the horn and stolen by Leckby, and she's going to take it coast to coast. Her easy jump shot is good. or easy layup, I should say. Inbound pass by Hazen is right into Lechby's hand. Again, pass over to the left-hand side. She sets up for three, but it's a little too strong. But Eagles with the rebound. Back to Mitchell. To Lechby at the top of the key. Pass in the paint. Bashir, Kimberly Elsie with the rebound. She brings it across the timeline. Passes it over to the left-hand side. Into Hazen at the free throw line. Her shot is way off. It goes out of, ball short, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagles ball. Lechby walks it across the timeline. Passes it over to Tungate. Back to Lechby. Over on the right side, right hand side to Mitchell. Back to Tungate, the right corner. Back to Lechby at the top of the key. She looks to get it in to Hicks, but Hicks is double team, but she gets it in over the left-hand side. Pass. They get it over the right-hand side. Shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Shrey Cole brings it across the timeline. Passes it over to the right-hand side. Shot is no good. It's to Brooke Salter. It'll be Eagles ball. Call up and Scudder in the game for the Tigers. Eagles inbound it to Lechby. Lechby brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, passes it over to Tungate on the right wing. She dribbles a cross court pass over to Mitchell on the left hand side, back to Lechby, back to Mitchell on the left hand side, back to Lechby. And then over to Tungate. She kicks it back to Mitchell on the left-hand side. The shot is a little too strong. Bounces back to Scudder. Trey Cole brings the ball back the other way for the Tiger. She gets it across the timeline. Dribbles it over to the right-hand side. Back to Collip in the right corner. She dribbles it around the horn. Hands it off to Haley Kelsey. Tries to get it into Scudder, but it's a little too strong. Eagles with the steal. Eagles bring it all the way across. Bound to the left-hand side, cross-court pass to Mitchell. He puts it up, and the shot's good. 15-13, Tigers with the advantage. 4:55 left in the half. Call brings it across the timeline. Back to Sheree Cole, top of the key. She dribbles around the right-hand side, gets it into Christina Scudder, and she loses the handle on it. Eagles with the steal. They bring it ahead in a hurry, but they lose the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers' ball. 4:37 left in the half. 15-13, Tigers with the advantage. Hazen inbounded for the Tigers. To Sheree Cole, back to Hazen, over to Collip. Collip loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Eagles. Coach Williams not happy about what she's seeing right now. Sloppy ball by everybody. Timeout on the field. Four minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead it by a slim 2 points at 14-13. Tungate with the ball for the Eagles. She hands it off to Lechby. He dribbles it around at the top of the key. Looks to take it in the paint. Kicks it over to the left-hand side. Her shot is up and bounces around, but no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound, but she loses the handle on it to the Eagles. They get it across the lane. It goes out of bounds. It'll be off of the Tigers. Eagles inbound it to Tungate. Her shot from the left-hand side is good, so we're all knotted up with 4 minutes and 6 seconds left. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Christina Scudder. To Sheree Cole, and she'll bring it towards the midcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Hazen on the right side to Haley Kelsey. She passes it in to Hazen at the free throw line, back to Kelsey, and she'll drive it in the baseline. Her shot is up and short, but she just sees Scudder with the rebound and a putback, and she's fouled. So she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Fouls on Hicks. That's her first foul. First shot is good. Second shot is on its way, and it's good. So with 3 minutes, 41 seconds left in the half, Tigers lead at 17-15. Leckby brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, kicks it over to number 35, James. James throws a cross-court pass over to Mitchell. She gets it into 41. Shot is no good. Kicks. Hicks, I believe, stood on the line, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. She gets it to Haley Kelsey. Passes it over to Kimberly Elsie, but the pass is no good. Eagles with the rebound. Almost an easy layup, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Hazen inbounds it out to Kimberly Elsie, and she had the better of that deal and was going to go coast-to-coast with it, but she's fouled by number 35, Miranda James. Hazen inbounds it to Elsie. 14 fouls apiece. Elsie picks up the dribble, passes it to Haley Kelsey over on the right-hand side. She gets it to Hazen, kicks it back out to Shea Ray Cole over to Kelsey, and her shot from the right side is good. Leckby brings it across the timeline to drop the key, passes it over to James on the right-hand side. Cross-court pass over to Mitchell. She looks to get it in the paint, but pass is no good. There's just kind of a scrum. Jump ball called. The Tigers ball. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. She gets it to Elsie. Passes ahead to Sheree Cole to Christina Scudder, who's wide open. Her layup is easy and good. For two, it's over 2 minutes and 33 seconds left in the half. 21-15 Tigers. Leckby brings it across the timeline, top of the key, passes it over to James on the right-hand side. Her shot for three is no good. Hazen with the rebound. She gets it to Kimberly Elsie, brings it across the timeline in a hurry, kicks it back to Hazen, top of the key, passes it over to Haley Kelsey, then to Sheree Cole, top of the key, back to Haley Kelsey, and just inside the arc as her shot is no good. Ball goes out of bound off of Holly Hazen. Would be the Eagles' ball. Palmer will inbound it to a waiting Leckby. Leckby walks across the timeline to the top of the key, passes it over to the right-hand side, and Palmer shoots short. Tigers with the ball. Sheree Cole brings it across the timeline, passes to Holly Hazen at the top of the key to Elsie at the left wing, back to Collip, I think. If she drives the baseline, she's fouled by 25, which would be Hunolt. Elsie will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it over to Christina Scudder on the right-hand side. Her shot's no good. Eagles with the rebound. They look to bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Leckby gets it across the timeline to the top of the key. Kicks it over to Palmer on the left-hand side. Back to Leckby at the top of the key. Over to James on the right-hand side. And she shoots just inside the arc. But it's a little short. Kimberly Elsie with the rebound. She gets it ahead across the timeline. Sheree Cole on the right-hand side. To Hazen. Leckby with the tried to steal it. Hazen tried to get it in the paint to Christina Scudder, but passed a little too high. It goes out of bounds. Be Eagles ball. So with 1 minute 14 seconds left in the half, Tigers lead at 21-15. James will inbound it for the Eagles to the waiting Lechby. Lechby runs it across the timeline, the top of the key, passes it over to Palmer on the right-hand side, kicks it back to Hicks, the right corner, back at the Lechby at the top of the key. Over to James on the left-hand side to Mitchell. Tigers almost had the steal. It's going to be a jump ball call. 54 seconds left in the half. 21-15 Tigers. It'll be Eagles ball. Scudder out. Cole out. Haley Kelsey. Hazen in the game. Be the Eagles ball. Lechby inbounds it to Palmer on the right-hand side. Her shot is short. Hicks with the rebound. Her turnaround left-handed hook shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Collip with the ball. And she'll bring it the other way in a hurry. Comes across the timeline on the left-hand side. Back to Elsie. Near center court, she dribbles around the right-hand side. Looks to set up the three, then gives it off, hands it off to Haley Kelsey in the right corner, and her shot is just inside the arc and good. 25 seconds left in the half. Lechby brings it across the timeline, passes it over to Palmer on the right side. Pass in the paint to 25, but her shot is no good. And there's a foul called on it. It's going to be on a Tiger on number 51, Brooke Salder. Hicks will inbound it for the Eagles. She kicks it out to Palmer, but her pass is too strong. Goes out of bounds right into the Tiger bench. So it'll be Tigers. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers to Elsie. Brings it across the timeline. Looks to make the easy layup, and she's fouled. So with 9 seconds left in the first half, Tigers lead at 23-15. And Kimberly Elsie will go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is on 25, Hunolt. Tigers in the bonus situation now. Elsie's shot is good. Missed the first one. Full court pressure put on by the Tigers. Lechby gets it across the timeline, passes it to Hicks on the right-hand side, and her shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Time expires in the end of the half. The Tigers lead it 24-15. All right. Just about ready to get the second half underway on tonight's matchup between the Sheer Lady Tigers and the Knox County Eagles. At the halftime break, the Tigers lead it 24-15. Taking the floor for the Eagles are Hicks, Lechby, Hunolt. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Hazen will inbound it to a waiting Sheree Cole. No, it's Kimberly Elsie, I'm sorry. He bends it across the timeline, walks it across, probably more accurate. Looks to get it into Collip, but it's knocked out of bounds by Lechby. Bad pass there. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. She gets it to Sheree Cole. He dribbles it around to the right-hand side. Dribbles it into the paint. Passes it over to Collip, but again, goes out of bounds. Lechby gets a handle on it. I think everybody thought it was going to go out of bounds, but Lechby, but she got it. And it took it to the paint. And Holly Hazen got into the paint and tried to block her, but she committed the foul. So Lechby will go to the line and shoot a couple. First shot, high arcing ball, a little bit to the left, no good. Leckby's second shot is up and good. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Hazen gives it in to Haley, who gets it up to Kimberly Elsie, who tries to take it in for a layup. And the layup is blocked, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. Sheree Cole gets it in to Chelsea Collip over on the right-hand side. Haley Kelsey to the right wing. In the paint to Hazen, over to Sheree Cole, and it's steal by the Eagles. But Sheree Cole steals it right back. Brings it up the top of the key, gets into Hazen at the free throw line. She turns around and shoots. Shot is no good. Jump ball situation. It will be Eagles ball. Leckby brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, passes it over to Hicks on the left-hand side. Her shot from the left-hand side is no good. Chelsea Collip with the rebound. She brings it across the timeline to the left-hand side. Passes it to Kimberly Elsie, top of the key, with Sheree Cole on the right-hand side. Her shot from three is a little too strong. Try to get it ahead in a hurry, but they lose the handle on it. And I think it goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball in front of the Eagle bench. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline on the right-hand side. Picks up the dribble. Timeout called by the Tigers. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third period. Tigers lead at 24-16. First half was the first quarter was typified by some sloppy ball handling. Yeah, it got better in the second half, and it seems to me like we're back to being a little sloppy here in the third period. So hopefully the girls will get it together. Be the Tigers ball in front of the Tiger bench. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it to Elsie. Gets it back to Haley Kelsey, back to Elsie. She dribbles it around the baseline and shoots from the right block. Shot is a little too strong. Hicks with the rebound. Eagles try to get it the other way in a hurry. And pass is a little too strong. That kind of a pass is not going to work very well. There's a foul committed by the Tigers, but they had a good shot at a transition pass, but it was just way too high and arcing. Hunot with the ball on the right-hand side, back to Hicks, back to the right-hand side, shot is up and good for two. Collip to Elsie, who gets it across the timeline. Double teams and jump ball called. Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Hazen gets it out to Sheree Cole, brings it across the timeline. Screen set by Haley Kelsey. Sheree Cole on the right-hand side. She kicks it back to Haley Kelsey. She dribbles it around, passes in the paint. Sheree Cole, and her layup is good, and she's fouled. Nice-looking screen and roll there. Foul is on number 21, Leckby. That's her first foul. Sheree Cole's shot is up and good. For the trifecta, 27-18 Tigers, 5:41 in the third period. Leckby brings the ball across the timeline for the Eagles. Passes into Mitchell on the left-hand side. Her shot is up and a little too short. Hicks with the rebound, or had it for a minute. Then there's a scrum called. And it'll be Eagles ball. Scudder in the game for the Tigers. And Collip will come out. A little confusion over whose ball it is in this jump ball. but it's going to be the Eagles. Hicks will inbound it for the Eagles. Under the Eagle basket. Get it in under the basket for a shot. It's no good. Christina Scudder, nice looking pass to Haley Kelsey. Gets it in to Hazen. That's the kind of pass you like to see up through a lot of traffic. And a direct bullet. Hazen will inbound the ball to Kimberly Elsie on the right-hand side. Back to Haley Kelsey at the right wing. To Elsie at top of the key. She pulls the ball out for just a minute. Back to Haley Kelsey on the right side. She dribbles it into the free throw line. Kicks it back to Kimberly Elsie on the right-hand side to Scudder at the right blocks, and whose shot is up and good. 4:56 left in the third period, 29-18. Lechby brings the draw across the timeline, and the Eagles call a timeout. Four minutes, 51 seconds left in the third period. Tigers lead it 29-18. George wants them on the court. The Eagles ball. Mitchell inbound it to a waiting Lechby. Lechby brings it across the timeline. The top of the key passes it over to Palmer on the right-hand side. Her shot is up and good. Hazen will inbound it. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Pass ahead to Shrey Cole, who passes ahead to Christina Scudder, but the pass is Ride White. So the Eagles will get the ball. Bad pass by Sheree Cole. Lechby brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Passes it over to Mitchell on the left side. Back to Lechby. He looks for three, but then sashays right and takes it in. Kicks it back out to Palmer, whose shot is no good. And it'll be Tigers' ball. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Oh, man, terrible pass by Hazen. But Tigers recover, get the ball back. Elsie loses the handle on it. Lechby will go and take it in for an easy layup. Good. Elsie just fell down. Hazen gets it in to Elsie, who brings it across. Who picks up the dribble. Gets it ahead to Holly Hazen across the line. Ray Cole has the ball over on the right-hand side. Back to Haley Kelsey, right wing. She gets it in to Scudder. The pass is no good. Goes out of bounds. But it's off of Scudder. So it'll be Eagles ball. Lechby brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Passes it over to Palmer. Tries to get it into Hicks, but they're in the waiting hands of Christina Scudder. Kimberly Elsie will bring it across the timeline. Over to Sheree Cole on the left wing. She dribbles it in. The ball is stolen by Lechby. He's going to take it coast to coast. And her shot's no good, but she's fouled by Haley Kelsey. So she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Tigers with the advantage, 29-22, with 3 minutes 18 seconds left in the third period. Lechby goes to the line. Her shot is up and good. Second shot is on its way. And it's good as well. 29-24 Tigers. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Get the ball in to Kimberly Elsie. He's double teamed. She gets it ahead to Haley Kelsey. And passes it to Elsie, but Mitchell with the steal. She tries to get it across court to Palmer, and Hazen gets the ball, hands it off to Haley Kelsey, drives it in the lane, tries to get it to Holly Hazen, Ball bounces off a foot. Moves out of bounds. The Eagles ball. Call up in the game for Haley Kelsey. Coach Williams not happy that Haley Kelsey didn't take the shot. Leckby brings the ball across midcourt. Pass it over to the left to Mitchell. Thought she was going to pass it on the left-hand side, but she passes straight ahead to Mitchell. And she attempts to shoot. Shot is no good. Tigers with a rebound, but they're fouled. Hazen gets it in to Christina Scudder. Christina Scudder's fouled. That last foul was on number 25, Hunolt. That was her third foul. And this foul is going to be on number 21, Leckby. That's her second foul. Pass ahead to Sheree Cole, and she's going to take it coast to coast. Ah, she loses the handle on it into the basket. Eagles with the rebound, and they're fouled. Foul is on Holly Hazen. That's her second. No pressure by the Tigers. Leckby brings the ball across the timeline, guarded by Cole. Right into Cole's hand. Cole with the steal, and she's going to take it in for the layup. No good. Kimberly Elsie with the putback. Good for two. 31-24 Tigers. 2:20 left in the third period. Leckford brings across ball across the timeline. Tries to get it over to the left-hand side to Mitchell. She drives it in the lane. Loses the handle on it. Goes over the right-hand side to Palmer. And her off-bounds shot is good. Hazen gets it in. It's blocked. Right into Eagles' hand. The shot is no good, but there's going to be a jump ball situation called. It'll be a full court pressure. Hazen will inbound it into the Eagles' basket to Elsie. Up ahead to Sheree Cole, gets it across the timeline. Looks to take it in. Back out to Elsie, who sets up for three. Her shot is in and out. And on the rebound, there's a foul. The foul's called on Sheree Cole. That's her second foul. Five team fouls on the Tigers. Leckby will bring the ball across the timeline. I'll take that back. It's Tungate. Tungate gets it in to Davis. Ball on the floor, but Tungate ends up with it. Passes over to the right-hand side. Shot is up and good. Mitchell with the shot. 31-28, Tigers. Sheree Cole gets it across the timeline. Gets it to Kimberly Elsie. Takes it around and looks to get it in the paint. But it's not there. Gets it into Hazen, but the pass is too high. Eagles with the steal. Tungate gets it across the timeline, tries to shoot. Chelsea Collip with the rebound. Off-balance shot. She gets it ahead to Sheree Cole. Back to Collip on the left-hand side. Her shot is short. Hazen tries to get the foot back. No good. Kimberly Elsie with the shot. It's no good, but she'll go to the line. 45 seconds left in the third period. 31-28 for sure. Foul is on Mitchell. That's her first foul. Elsie's shot is short. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Eagles with the rebound. Hicks took the ball and put it right in the Brashear basket. That's no good. James brings it across the timeline, passes over the right-hand side. Right-hand side back to number 41. Her shot's no good. Scudder with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, who brings it across the timeline. To the free-throw line. Shot's no good. Pass ahead to James. Nice looking pass over to nice looking pass up to Kimberly Elsie. Her shot is up and no good. And the putback's no good. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it 33-30. So at the beginning of the fourth period, Tigers lead it 33-30. It'll be the Eagles' ball. Mitchell will inbound it for the Eagles to a waiting Tungate. Tungate brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles it over towards the right-hand side. Back to Mitchell, the right corner. She drives the baseline, but she's double-teamed. There's a jump ball called. Trey Cole got her hand on the ball. Be the Tigers' ball. Hazen will inbound for the Tigers. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Kolp will bring it across the timeline, dribbles it over the left hand side, and loses the handle on it, but it's kicked out of ball by James. Lechby back in the game for the Tigers, as is Hicks. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers, another Tiger basket. Kelsey in the game for Collip. Hazen gets it into Christina Scudder, but bounces off her foot, hands it back to Trey Cole. Her shot is a little too strong. Eagles with the rebound, but goes out of bounds off of Lechby. It'll be Tigers' ball. That's coming on play. Trey Cole will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it in to Kimberly Elsie, but she wasn't ready for it. Eagles bring the ball coast to coast. Lechby with the ball over to Hicks on the left-hand side. Her shot's too strong, but they get their own rebound. Lechby gets it, puts it up. It's good. 33-32 Tigers. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Ball out of bounds, but it'll be Tiger ball. Hazen passes it out, but right into Hicks' hands. Eagles with the advantage. Christina Scudder with the ball. She gets it to Kimberly Elsie, who'll bring the ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Christina Scudder at the right block, and she walks with it. The Eagles' ball. Lechby brings the ball across the timeline for the Eagles. Passes it over to Tungate on the left-hand side. Back to the left corner. Back to Lechby. Pass over to Mitchell, who drives the baseline. Her shot is in and out. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie. It loses handle on it, but she's fouled. The foul is called on Lechby. Third foul on Lechby. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers to Haley Kelsey. To Sheree Cole, top of the key, passes over to Elsie at the right-hand side. She looks to get it in, but kicks it out to Haley Kelsey, and she is fouled. Foul is going to be on Tungate. First foul on Tungate. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. She kicks it out to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble, gets it to Haley Kelsey on the right-hand side. She dribbles it around the horn to the baseline. Throws it away. It'll be Eagles ball. 34-33 Eagles. Leckby will bring the ball back the other way for the Eagles. Spins it across the timeline. Passes it over to Tungate on the left side. Back to the left corner. Pass into Hicks. Her shot is up and no good, but she gets her own rebound and put back. 36-33 Eagles. Trey Cole brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Passes it over to Haley Kelsey at the right wing. She sets up for three and her shot is short. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Eagles ball. 36-33 Eagles. Letby rocks it across the timeline. 5 minutes, 34 seconds left in the game. Passes it over to Mitchell on the right-hand side. She looks to get it back to... And they'll get it to Hicks, and she puts it up, and it's good. Trey Cole brings it across the timeline. And she is fouled. Foul is on Tungate. That should be her second. Shreya Cole will go to the line for the Tigers with a bonus. Knox County. Cole's shot is no good. Hazen with the putback. 35-38. Kind of a scrum down there. Sheree Cole got it, kicked it out to Kimberly Elsie, got it up to Hazen. Leckby gets it over to Mitchell on the left-hand side. Passes it in to Palmer under the basket for the back door, but pass a little bit too strong. The Tigers ball. Hazen will inbound it to Elsie. He'll bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Sheree Cole. Her shot is up and no good. She gets her own rebound. Her shot, putback is good, and she fouls. So Cole will go to the line with the opportunity to tie it up. Foul is on number 25, Hunold. That's her fourth. 4 minutes, 53 seconds left in the fourth period. For the moment, anyway, Eagles lead it 38-37. Shot is up and good, so we're all knotted up. Palmer brings the ball across the timeline for the Eagles. Passes it over to the left-hand side. Shot is up and good. Shot by Hunold. Inbound pass to Sheree Cole. Kicked out of bounds by Palmer. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Tigers take the timeout. Eagles lead it 40-38 with 4 minutes 42 seconds left in the fourth period. So after the timeout, the Tigers ball inbound to Haley Kelsey. She gets her head to Kimberly Elsie. She's going to take it in for the layup, and she's fouled. The foul was before the shot, so she'll go to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Foul is on Mitchell. That's her second. Shot is up and good. So Elsie with the chance to tie it up again. 4 minutes, 38 seconds left in the game. Second shot is up, and it's good. 40-40. Passes ahead to Palmer, who brings it across the timeline. Tries to get it in to Hicks, and does so. Hicks picks it up. Tigers haven't found an answer for Hicks. She's been the difference in the game. Inbound to Sheree Cole, and Sheree is fouled. Foul is on Palmer. That's her third. 10 fouls on the Eagles. First shot is up and no good. But with 10 teams foul, Cole will get a chance to shoot again. Second shot is no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound, and Coach Williams called a timeout. 42-40, Eagles with the advantage. 4 minutes, 23 seconds left in the game. Down the stretch, the advantage in this game has been Hicks at 6 foot. Tigers haven't had an answer for her. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers to Haley Kelsey on the left-hand side. Her shot is no good. Hunolt with a rebound, but she's fouled. The foul committed by Christina Scudder. That's her second. Inbound to Palmer. Pass the back to Leckby. Leckby gets it ahead to Mitchell, but it's knocked out of bounds by Hazen. Leckby will inbound it to a waiting... she took it to Palmer on the right baseline. She tries to kick it over across court to Mitchell on the left-hand side, back to Leckby at the top of the key. Leckby puts it in to Hicks, who shot is no good. Hazen with the rebound. She hands it off to Kimberly Elsie. Brings it across the timeline. Pass it over to Sheree Cole on the right wing. And puts it up in the air, and a jump ball called with Hunolt. Leckby will inbound it for the Eagles to Palmer, right into the hands of Tiger. They get it back to Haley Kelsey, back to Kimberly Elsie, who shoots for three, and it's short. Kimberly Christina Scudder with the rebound, and she is fouled. Foul is on Hunolt. That should be five for her. Yep, it is. Scudder will go to the line to shoot a couple. New girl Delaney in the line for Hunolt in the lineup. Scudder's shot is in and out. Scudder's second shot is good. Leckby will inbound it. Timeout called by the Eagles. So, with 3 minutes, 33 seconds left in the game, Eagles lead at 42-41. The Eagles ball under the Tigers goal. Inbound to Delaney. Pass back to Leckby. To Mitchell. Back to Leckby at the top of the key. Over to Palmer, who shoots from the left side. Ball in and out. Scudder with the rebound. Tries to get it ahead to lose a handle on it. Leckby gets the steal. Leckby gets it over to Mitchell on the right-hand side. Back to Leckby, except right in the willing hands of Kimberly Elsie, but she walked with it. Nice-looking steal, but she just couldn't get it on the ground quick enough. Inbound to Palmer over on the right-hand side. Back to Leckby at the top of the key. Back to Palmer on the right-hand side. She sets up just inside the arc. No good, but bounces back to her. Her second shot is right in the hands of Haley Kelsey. Gets ahead of Kimberly Elsie. Up to Christina Scudder. Scudder can't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds to the Eagles ball. Eagles bring the ball back the other way. Mitchell passes it over the left-hand side to Palmer. Back to Mitchell on the right-hand side. Back to Leckby at the top of the key. She sets up just inside the arc. Shot is no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound. Hands it off to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Passes it over to Sheree Cole. Just a little sloppy ball handling. Pass into Sheree Cole right in the hands of waiting Palmer. 2 minutes 15 seconds left in the game. 42-41 Eagles. Leckby gets it across the timeline. Gets it ahead to Mitchell. Tries to get ahead to Hicks, and her shot is good, and she's hammered by Haley Kelsey, so she'll go to the line. That's two on Kelsey. Basket counts 44-41, Eagles. Hicks with an opportunity to make it a two-possession game. Her ball is in and out. Eagles with the rebound. Shot is way high. And be out of bounds off the Eagles, so it'll be the Tigers' ball. Hayes inbounds it right into the hands of the Eagle, but goes out of bounds. The Tigers will retain possession of it. Hayes inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie, but right in the hands of Mitchell. To Hicks, her shot is up and good. Hayes inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie, and she is fouled by Leckby. So Elsie will go to the line to shoot a couple. It's four on Leckby. Elsie's first shot is good. 46-42. Elsie has a chance to make it a one-possession game. Second shot is good. 46-43. Leckby inbounds it to Hicks, who gets it ahead to Palmer, who brings it across the timeline. She drives in the lane. Her shot is no good, but Hicks with the ball. And she kicks it out to Mitchell, and Mitchell is fouled. So Mitchell will go to the line to shoot the bonus. Foul is on Sheree Cole. That's her third. Mitchell's shot is no good. Eagles with the rebound. But the put away is no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound. She gets it to Haley Kelsey. Over to Kimberly Elsie. Brings it across the timeline. But she walked with it. 1 minute 23 seconds left in the game. 46-43 Eagles. Leckby will inbound it. Sends it to Mitchell, back to Leckby. He drives it into the lane, kicks it over to the right-hand side. Back, kicks it back out to Leckby, and she is fouled. by Sheree Cole. So Lecky will go to the line. Lecky's first is good. 47-43 Eagles. Lecky's second shot is no good. Just Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She's double teamed. And they get the ball right into Hicks, and whose shot is no good. She's hit. But Scudder with the rebound back to Haley Kelsey. And I think she's fouled. So Kelsey will go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is on number 21, Lecky, and that's her fifth. That's a good one to get out of the game for the Tigers. Number 23, Tungate, back in the game for the Eagles. She'll replace Lecky. Kelsey at the line for the Tigers. Her first shot is no good. Tigers needed that one. But with a double bonus, Tigers will shoot another. Shot is good. 47-44. Tungate inbounds it, or no, that was, it was inbounded to Tungate, and she's fouled. Foul is on 23, Kimberly Elsie, that's her second. Tungate to the line, her shot is up, and good. Second shot is up, and it's also good. 49-44. Elsie will bring the ball, gets it up ahead to Haley Kelsey, up to Christina Scudder. And Delaney got a hand on it, went out of bounds. The Eagles ball. Collop comes in for Haley Kelsey. Ball goes on the inbound pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Tigers get possession of the ball. Hazen will inbound it. 53.9 seconds left. Hazen gets it in to Trey Cole into Christina Scudder, but it's knocked out of bounds. Tigers will retain possession. Kim Elsie gets it out to Trey Cole. Over to Holly Hazen, who shoots just inside the arc. Shot is short. Eagles with the rebound, and Mitchell is fouled. Foul is on Kimberly Elsie. Should be her third. So with 45 seconds left in the game, the Eagles lead this one 49-44. Mitchell to the line for the Eagles. He has a chance to put this one away. Her first shot is up and in and out. So, second shot is no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound up to Kimberly Elsie, to Hazen. Back to Sheree Cole, who sets up the three, and a little off-balance shot, no good. Scudder with the rebound to Collip. Back out to Elsie, to Hazen. Back to Sheree Cole, whose shot is tipped, a little short. Ball goes out of bounds. Didn't see who it went off of. They call a jump ball. The Eagles will retain possession of the ball. Mitchell inbounded for the Eagles. Into Palmer, and she's fouled. 16 seconds left. Palmer will go to the line for the Eagles. Her first shot is on the way. And it's good. Still a two-possession ball game, but with this one, it'll just about wrap it up. Shot is up and good. Elsie brings the ball back the other way. And Mitchell knocks her out of bounds as he was driving for the layup. 10.9 seconds left in the game. Sheree Cole inbounds it to Kimberly Elsie. Back to Sheree Cole. Sidesteps. And Hicks with the steal, and she kicks it ahead. Gets her own ball. Time expires. So, Lady Tigers lose a tough one on their first outing, 51-44. All right, we're ready to get the boys' game underway. I have the starting lineups here in a minute between the Rashear Tigers and the Knox County Eagles boys teams. Number 15, Brett Hunter. All right, we're underway. The Eagles control the ball. Greenlee brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side, past the back to right-hand corner to Noonan, back to Greenlee, back to Hunter at the top of the key over the left-hand side, back to the left corner, passes into the left block, shot is up and good. Shot by 33, Hamlin. Platts brings the ball back the other way, gets it ahead to Kale Watson, who drives into the lane, passes into Linhart. He loses the handle on it. Eagles bring the ball back the other way into Reimer. Linhart brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. He holds up on it. Eagles with the steal. They'll bring it back. Newton brings it back the other way. Greenlee with the ball to the right block, back to the right corner. Shot is up and good. Linhart with the rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds by Hamlin. The Eagles ball. Greenlee will inbound it for the Eagles. Over the left-hand side to Hunter. Back to Hamlin, who drives it into the lane. Shot's no good, but Reimer with the putback. Platts with the ball, but he's fouled. Foul is on Greenlee. Linhart will inbound it to awaiting Platts. Platts kicks it over to Watson on the left-hand side, back to Platts, over to Linhart, the right-hand side. His shot is up and a little too strong. Eagles with the rebound. Newton brings the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline over the right-hand side. Kicks it back to the top of the key. Over the right corner. Shot is up. Good for three. Is short. Reimer with the rebound. His putback is no good. And he's fouled. Foul is on Linhart. That's his first. Greenlee will inbound it for the Eagles. On the inbound, Elam commits the foul. Greenlee will inbound it. Hettinger in for the Tigers. Greenlee out to Hamlin at the right corner. His shot is no good. Linhart with the rebound. He gets it ahead to Hettinger, but Hettinger knocks it back to knocks it back on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball situation. Tiger ball. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Platts. Trent brings it across. Top of the key over to Kale Watson, the right wing. Back to Platts. He shoots for three. It's a little too strong. And Hettinger with the rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle ball. 5 minutes, 59 seconds left in the first period. Eagles lead at 4-0. Hunter brings it across the timeline back to Greenlee. At the right wing. Pass to Hunter. Back to Noonan. Foul is going to be called on Hettinger in the paint. It's a double foul. Greenlee will inbound it for the Eagles. Over to the left-hand side, back out to the top of the key. Drives the lane to Reimer, whose easy basket is good. Clarkson will inbound it to Platts. To Watson, back to Platts. Got to get it across the timeline, up to Watson. To Platts at the top of the key. He'll drive it over the left-hand side, back to the left corner, into Clarkson, back out to Watson, who's on the right side. His shot is a little too strong. Eagles with the rebound. Hunter with the ball. He brings it covered by Platts over to the right-hand side. Back door, no good, but he's fouled. Newton will go to the line for the Eagles. Keenan's first shot is up. And good. 7-0. Eagles. Noonan's second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. 8-0. Tigers aren't on the scoreboard yet. Platt springs the ball back the other way for the Tigers. And Trent, or Brent, I should say, is fouled. Linhart will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Brent Platt. Brent walks it across the timeline to the top of the key over to Watson on the left wing. Back to Linhart, top of the key, back over to Watson, but right in the hands of Noonan, who drives the lane. His shot is no good. He's hammered by Linhart. So Noonan will go to the line to shoot a couple. Pan waiting to come in the game. Newton's shot is up and good. So he'll get to shoot another one. Pan in for Reimer. Second shot. Newton's second shot is up and good. Brett Platts drives the lane, kicks it up to Clarkson, whose shot is up and no good. Pass ahead up to Hunter, whose shot is no good, but right into the waiting hands of Penn. It's going to be a jump ball. No good. Shot was no good. Jump ball. Coach calls the timeout. Knox County leads it 10-0. On the floor for the Tigers is Hedinger, Elam, Watson, Platts, and Linhart. Linhart inbounds it to awaiting Brett Platts. Brings it across the timeline, passes it up to Cale Watson. Oh. Over to Platts, back out to Cale Watson, the top of the key, back over to Platts. Platts drives the baseline, his shot is up and good. The Tigers are on the board, 10-2. 4 minutes, 8 seconds left in the first period. Greenlee with the ball. Passes it in the paint to Penn. His shot is up and good. It was fouled, so he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Or shoot one, I should say. Salter in the game for Tigers. Penn's shot is up and no good. Eagles had the ball momentarily, but dribbles off his foot, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Salter will inbound it to a waiting Brent Platts. Platt walks it across the timeline, kicks it over to Cale Watson, the left-hand side, back out to Salter. Over to Platts at the right wing. Platt drives it into the paint, but kicks it back out to Watson. Just about loses the handle on it, but he's fouled by Greenlee. Osmus in the game for the Eagles. Brett Platts walks up the top of the key over to Cale Watson in the paint to Hedinger. Hedinger is fouled by Penn. Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Platts kicks it out to Kale Watson, the right wing, back at the Platts, the right corner. His shot is up and a little too strong. And there's a foul called. Foul was on 10 for the Eagles. It'll be Tigers ball. Platts will inbound for the Tigers. 12-2, Eagles with the advantage. 3:28 left in the first period. Tigers inbound it to Salter. Kicks it over to Kale Watson at the top of the key. Watson back up to Platts at the left wing. Kicks it over to Kale Watson. Over to Salter at the right wing. Back out to Kale Watson. He loses the handle on it. It's going to be an over and back call. Penn will inbound it for the Eagles to a waiting number 5, which is Schubert. Eagles shot is up and foul called on Elam. So Penn will go to the line. Second foul on Elam. Ten shots on the way, and it's good. So with 3 minutes left in the first period, the Eagles are running away with this one, 13-2. Penn's second shot is good. Platts loses the handle on it. And Osmus walked with the ball. The Tigers will get the ball back. Salter will inbound it for the Tigers to a waiting Platts. Platts gets it ahead to Clarkson, but Clarkson wasn't there yet. Noonan with the ball. Noonan to Osmus, over to Schubert. Cross-court pass over to Hamlin. Driving the baseline, shot's no good. Foul called on the play. Foul is on 35, Penn. That's his third. Penn is in serious foul trouble already. With 3 fouls in the first period. Both teams in the bonus situation with 7 apiece. Salter will go to the line for the Tigers. Salter's shot is good. Salter's second shot is good. 14-4. Eagles with the advantage. Schubert will inbound it for the Eagles. Will bring the ball back the other way to the top of the key. Pass over to Osmus, over to Schubert, over to Noonan. Pass to the left block. Shot is up and good. Shot by number 33, Hamlin. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Kicks it back to Salter. Passes ahead to Kale Watson, who gets it across the timeline. Over to Platts at the top of the key. Over to Salter, back to Platts, who shoots for 3. His shot's no good. Eagles with the rebound. Noonan with the ball. He'll bring the ball back the other way. Kicks it ahead to Schubert at the top of the key. Over the left-hand side, shot for 3 is a little too strong. But Osmus with the rebound, back to Hamlin in the right corner. Back to Osmus, whose shot is up and a little to the left. But Eagles with the rebound, the putback for 2. Watson brings the ball across the timeline. Double teamed. Gets it ahead to Clarkson. Back to Watson. On the right wing. Back to Trent Platts. The top of the key to Watson. Back to Trent Platts. Back to Watson. Into Danny Clarkson in the paint. His shot is no good. Eagles with the rebound. But Clarkson gets the ball back. Actually, it was passed for the steal, but he gets it to Clarkson. He puts it up for two. Pass in the paint to Reimer, and he's fouled. 50 seconds left in the first period. Eagles lead at 18-6. The foul is on number 51, which would be Hedinger. Elam and Moore in the game for the Tigers. Reimer's shot is up and too strong. Ball is off Brent Platt, so it'll be the Eagles' ball. 47 seconds left in the first period. Inbound pass to Schubert. Pass over the right-hand side, right corner. Back out to the top of the key over the left-hand wing. Back to the left corner. Shot for just inside the arc is no good. But Eagles with their own rebound. Put back is good. Hamlin with the shot. Brent Platt brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Just about to lose the handle on it, but gets it over to Clarkson. The left block back out to Platt. Drops the key. He sets up for three. Shot is no good. Elam with the rebound. The putback is good. 20-8. Pass ahead is no good. It'll be the Tigers' ball with 6 seconds left. Platts will inbound at baseline. Kick it back out to Cale Watson, back out to Platts, who drives the baseline. His shot is up and good. As the time expires in the first period of play, Eagles lead it 20-10. So here we go at the beginning of the second period. On the floor for the Tigers are Linhart, Watson, Platts, Clarkson, and Elam. It'll be the Eagles' ball. Back in the left corner. Back out the left wing to Schubert. Back over the right-hand side. Pass into the paint, but it's kicked out of bounds by Elam. So it'll be Eagles' ball. Osmus inbounds it for the Eagles to Hamlin. Kicks it out to Noonan, back to Hamlin. Looks to get it into Reimer, but kicks it back out to Schubert. Back over to the right-hand corner. Back out to Schubert. Back over to right wing. Looks to get it into Reimer. Passes it into the paint to Osmus. Osmus puts it up. Shot's no good, but he's fouled. So he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is on number 15, Linhart, and that's four on him. Osmus' shot is up and good. Osmus' second shot is up and no good. Love Elam with the rebound. He falls down with it, but he gets it to Brent Platts. Brent brings it across the timeline to Cale Watson on the right wing. Watson about loses the ball, but gets it back to Brent Platts at the top of the key. He loses the handle on it to Hunter. They I think they're back. That was Schubert. He took it in for the easy layup, but it was knocked out of bounds. Osmus will inbound it for the Eagles on the baseline to Noonan. Back out to Hunter, guarded by Platt. To Schubert, back to Hunter. Over the right wing, shot for three is no good, but the Eagles get their own rebound. Osmus takes it up. His shot's no good. He kicks the, gets his own rebound, kicks it back to Hamlin. Move the ball around the left-hand side. Shot's a little too strong. Bounces off the top, and so it'll be Tiger ball. 6:41 left in the half. 21-10. Eagles with the advantage. Inbound is to Platts. It brings it across the timeline. And Platts is called for a charge. No, I take that back. The foul is called on Hamlin. So Platts will go to the line. It's two fouls on Hamlin. 19 fouls on the Tigers. Six on the Eagles. Platts' shot is up and good. Four of those team fouls for Tigers is on Linhart. Platts' second shot is good. 21-12. Eagles with the advantage. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Passes ahead. They get it across the timeline. They try to get it up, but it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Tiger ball. Platts, the primary ball handler for the Tigers. He just about loses handle on it, but he gets it across the timeline up to Hettinger. Right under the basket. Good for two. 21-14. Eagles call a timeout. Tigers are beginning to kind of work their way back into this game. 6 minutes, 11 seconds left in the half. Eagles lead at 21-14. On the floor for the Tigers, Jacob Shipman in the game for the first time. Kale Watson, Platts, Clarkson, and Hettinger. Eagles ball to Schubert. Ahead to Noonan, back to Schubert. Over on the left-hand side to Hunter, back to the left corner, into the left blocks. Nice jump shot by Noonan. Was good. Kale Watson bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Watson brings it across the timeline. Over to Platts in the right wing. Back to Watson. Back to Jacob Shipman. Pass into the paint to Clarkson. His turnaround jump shot is blocked. Nice pass ahead for two on one. Two on one was no good, but Noonan with the rebound and a dunk. Eagles with the steal ahead to Noonan. 12-foot jump shot is a little to the left. Goes out of bounds off the Tigers. The Eagles ball. Noonan's dunk just took the air out of the Tigers. Noonan has a huge vertical jump. Caught cross pass over to Osmus. Schubert with the ball at the top of the key to Noonan. Passes it over to the backdoor pass over to the right block. Shot is up and good, and he's fouled. Foul is on Hettinger. That's his third. Osmus will go to the line. His shot's good for the trifecta. Eagles 5 minutes, 8 seconds left in the half. Platts brings it across the timeline. Pass it over to Watson on the right side. Back to Platts. Platts lines up for three, and it's good. 28-17. Eagles. Eagles lose the handle on it, but it's off of Salter, out of bounds with the Eagles ball. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Pass ahead to Osmus, who drives into the paint, and he's fouled. Osmus will go to the line. Osmus' shot is good. 29-17, Eagles with the advantage. Osmus' second shot is no good. Tigers with the advantage. Platts brings the ball back the other way in a hurry. Kick to the head to Salter. His shot is no good, but Platts with his own with the rebound, and he's fouled. And he'll shoot a couple. ...29-17... Eagles with the advantage. Platts' his first shot is on its way, and it's good. Reimer in the game for the Eagles. Hamlin out. That's his third foul, Hamlin's. Serious foul trouble by these both these teams first half. Platts' second shot is going to be short. Osmus with the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball to the situation. It'll be Tigers' ball. Tigers inbounded to Watson on the left corner. His shot is up and a little too short. Osmus with the rebound, guarded by Platts. Passes ahead to Noonan. Noonan with the ball on the right wing over to Osmus. Left wing back to Osmus at the top of the key. Pass in the paint to Noonan. His turnaround shot is a little too short. Shipman with the rebound. He kicks it back to Platts, who are walking across the timeline with 4 minutes left in the half. Platts over to Cale Watson, back to Platts, top of the key, back to Cale Watson, who drives the baseline, kicks it back to Clarkson, whose left-handed shot is no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, gets his own rebound again. Sloppy play here. Cale Watson with the ball, the right corner, kicks it back to Platts, at the top of the key, back over to Cale Watson. Back to Platts at the top of the key, over to Clarkson. Looks to get it in, but kicks it back to Platts at the top of the key, over to Watson. In the paint to Clarkson. And he's fouled, and I think the guilty party is going to be A.J. Reimer. That's two on Reimer. Clarkson will go to the line. 10 fouls apiece on each side. Clarkson's shot is good. 29-19 with a 10-point disadvantage for the Tigers. Clarkson's second shot is a little too short. He walked across the line, so it'll be the Eagles' ball. 3:23 left in the half. Pass ahead to Osman, left-hand side of the steal by Shipman. And he looks to take it to the rack, and he's fouled hard. Foul is on Hunter. Shipman will shoot a couple. Man, he was hammered. First foul on Hunter. Shipman's shot is up and a little too strong, and he's in and out. Shipman's second shot is good. 29-20. Newman with the ball. Hands it off to Hunter. Pass into the paint. Turnaround jump shot is short. Shipman with the rebound. Platts brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Drives it in the lane. His turnaround shot is no good because he walked with it before he got there. Pass ahead to Noonan, and he's fouled as he goes to the basket. So Noonan will go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on 43, which is Jacob Shipman. That's his first. Noonan's shot is up, and it's good. Back to a 10-point advantage for the Eagles, 30-20. Newman's second shot is on its way, and it's good. Cale Watson hands it off to Platts, who brings it across the timeline. Over to Watson, back to Platts, back to Salter on the right wing. He looks to get it into Shipman, and I think Shipman's going to be fouled. Foul is on Reimer. That's his third. Shipman's shot is up, and it's good. Bashir with two ninth graders on the floor. Shipman and Watson. Second shot is up, and it's good. 31-22. Watson almost with a steal. Newland gets it ahead to Newman. Newman walked with it. 10 in the game for Reimer. Bashir's ball. Pat Platts brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Salter. Pass it over to Watson, back at the top of the key, into Shipman in the paint. His shot is up and good. Boy, that was a nice-looking shot in the paint. Hunter brings it across the timeline, right in the hand of Platts. Two on one, kicks it over to Watson. Back to Platts. He drives in the lane, kicks it out to Clarkson. Over to Watson, to Platts, whose turnaround jump shot was no good. Clarkson with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Platts, who shoots for just inside the arc. Eagles with the rebound. They kick it ahead to Osmus, who drives it in the paint. His shot's good. Platts will be walking across the timeline with 1 minute, 32 seconds left in the half. Over to Salter at the right wing, over to Watson. Cross-court pass to Watson. Back to Salter in the lane. Into Clarkson, whose shot is a little too strong, to Shipman. And he's fouled as he goes to the basket. Foul is on Osmus. Shipman will shoot a couple. Full timeout by the Eagles. So with 1 minute 21 seconds left in the half, Eagles lead it 33-24. On the floor for the Tigers, Platts, Shipman, Watson, Elam, and Salter. Hunter, Osmus, Penn, Noonan, And a new boy, Parton, for the Eagles. Shipman's first shot is no good, off to the left. Shipman's second shot is on its way, and it rattles around and goes in. Penn will inbound it for the Eagles to Hunter. Kicks it ahead to Noonan. Passes it over to the left-hand side. Back to Noonan atop the key. Back to Hunter, left wing. Right in the hands of Platts. Platts brings it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles over the left-hand side. His shot is up and no good. Right in the hand of Hunter. He'll take it 3-on-1. And Chaudhry with the stuff. Man. Noonan had a 6-inch advantage on Salter, but Salter stuffed it out of bounds. So Osmus will inbound it to Noonan. Noonan drives the lane. His shot is no good. Platts with the rebound. He's going to take it coast to coast, and he is fouled. The foul is going to be on Hunter. Platts will shoot a couple. Platts' first shot is just a little too short. Tigers will be in this game if they can hit some foul shots. Platts' second shot is good. 33-26. Salter with the steal right in the hand of Watson. His shot's good. Pass defense, just almost a steal, but Noonan gets it ahead to Noonan. He takes it to the rack, but he's hammered by Platts. Platts' first foul. Noonan will shoot a couple. 31 seconds left in the half, 33-28. Eagles with the advantage. Noonan's first shot is no good. Noonan's second shot is on its way, and it's no good, but Eagles with the rebound, jump ball called. Eagles will retain possession with 29 seconds left in the half. Osmus will inbound it for the Eagles. To Schubert on the right wing, back to the top of the key on the left-hand side. Look to get it into the baseline. Foul called. Foul is going to be on number 43, Jacob Shipman. That's his second. Clarkson will come in the game now for the Tigers. Noonan's first shot is on its way. And it's nothing but net this time. Clarkson in for Elam. Noonan's second shot is good. 35-28. 22 seconds left. Platts will bring the ball back, but the other way. It comes across the timeline. Looking for that last shot to Salter on the right wing. Back to Watson. Back to Platts. Over to Salter. Back to Watson. To Salter. Back to Watson. Back to Platts. Drives it into the paint. His shot's good. As time expires. Tigers are back in this game. 35-30. Eagles with the advantage. Tigers down by as many as 15 or so. So at halftime, Eagles lead it 35-30. All right, here we go in the second half. Missed a few little bit here in the beginning of this half. Eagles have the ball. Hamlin with it, kicks a Croxworth pass over the right-hand corner to Noonan. Hamlin is fouled, I believe. 41-32, Eagles with the advantage. Foul is called on Linhart. That's his fifth, I believe. So Linhart fouls out. Physical game this one is. A lot of fouls called. Hamlin to the line. His first shot is up and good. Hamlin's second shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. Platts inbounds it to Watson. He'll bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Watson over to Platts, the right wing, back to Elam. Elam was going one way, the ball was going the other way, and they didn't line up, so it'll be the Eagles' ball. Noonan with the ball. Top of the key, over to Greenlee. Cross court pass, right corner shot in and out. Platts with the rebound. He'll bring it back the other way in a hurry. Drives in the paint. His shot is up and a two-handed dunk type thing, and it went in. Pass ahead to Noonan. He drives the left, blocks his layup. It's good. Fast-paced game this one is. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. 45-34, Eagles with the advantage. Platts kicks it over to Watson, the right-hand side. His shot is a little bit left, but Tigers with the rebound. Clarkson kicks it back to Watson, to Platts at the left wing. He'll dribble it around to the top of the key. Kicks it over to Watson, the right wing, back to Platts. Takes a look, kicks it back to Watson, back to Platts. Over to Moore, who tries to get it into Clarkson, but Clarkson can't handle it, goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. No, off the Eagles. So Platts will inbound it for the Tigers. Out to Watson on the right wing, back to Platts, the right corner. He'll drive it in the paint, and his shot is up and good. Platts with a bunch of points tonight, 45-36. Pass ahead to Noonan. He drives it into the lane. And he is fouled. Foul's called before the shot. Foul is on Clarkson. That's his third. 3 minutes, 45 seconds left in the third period. 45-36, Eagles with the advantage. Hunter shoots for three. His shot's no good. Noonan with the rebound. Back to Hunter. Back to Noonan at the top of the key over the right-hand corner. Drives the baseline. Tries to kick it out. Reimer with the rebound to Noonan over the right block. Shot is up and no good. Reimer with the rebound. Jacob Shipman with the rebound. He hands it off to Platts, who brings it across the timeline. He drives in late and shoots from 12 foot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Noonan. Noonan, two on one, is going to drive it coast to coast. And his stuff is no good. Clarkson with the rebound to Platts. Platts will bring it back the other way. Platts is going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line. Foul is on Greenlee. Platts with the ball, top of the key to Shipman over the left-hand side into the paint to Hedinger. He loses the handle on it, kicks it ahead to Noonan, no, to Greenlee, and he's fouled. Foul is on 51, which would be Hedinger, and that's his fourth foul. Pass into the paint to Noonan. His shot is up and good. In the middle of the lane. Hedinger out to Platts. 47-36. Eagles with the advantage. Platts watches across the timeline. Top of the key. Kicks it over to Shipman in the left wing. Out to Cale Watson. over the right side to Platts, who drives in the lane over to Clarkson, who shoots from 12. No good. Chipman with the rebound. And his shot from the left blocks is good, and he's fouled, I believe, by Reimer, which may be five on him. No, four. I was wrong again. It is five on Reimer. Chipman will shoot for the trifecta. And his shot is on its way, and it's good. 47-39, Eagles pass ahead, and there's nobody there. Goes out of bounds, it'll be the Tigers' ball. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Eagles hot dogging a little bit too much tonight. Chipman at the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Platts. His shot for three is good. Tigers down by five. Pass ahead. Pass would have gone out of bounds, but the Eagles call a timeout. So with 1 minute 58 seconds left in the third period, Eagles lead at 47-42. Eagles with the ball, bringing it across the timeline. Pass into the paint to Noonan. His turnaround jump shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound. Clarkson, but Clarkson ends up with it. Hands it off to Platts, who brings it across the timeline over to Cale Watson, the right wing. Back out to Platts, top of the key. Over to Shipman. At the left wing, cross court pass to Cale Watson, who drives the baseline. His 15-foot jump shot is no good. And jump ball called. Beshear will retain possession of the ball with 1:24 left in the third, 47-42 Eagles. Platts inbounds it to Cale Watson, the right wing. Back to Platts. Back to Shipman, top of the key. Over to, no, that was into Elam. Back to Clarkson, to Shipman, who shoots for three. His shot's no good. Eagles with the rebound. They get it ahead to Noonan, who shoots for just inside the arc. Hamlin with the rebound. They kick it back out to Greenley. The left wing, back to the left corner. Back to Greenley. Back to the top of the key. Lose a handle on it. Platts three on one. He drives the lane and he's going to be fouled. But it was before he took the shot. Foul is on Hunter, number 15. 14 fouls on the Tigers, three on the Eagles. Shipman will inbound it. Inbounds it out to Shipman at the top of the key. Shipman hands it off to Watson, who dribs it around to the left-hand side. 32 seconds left in the third period. Shipman over to Platts. He drives it in, kicks it over to Shipman on the right-hand side. His shot is good just inside the arc. 47-44. Eagles. Greenley ahead to Noonan. Noonan dribbles behind his back into the lane. His shot actually puts it down to Penn. Penn puts it up, and he's fouled. Penn will go to the line to shoot a couple. with 8 seconds left in the third period. The foul is on number 43, Jacob Shipman. That's his third foul. Pin shot is on its way, and it's in and out. Penn's second shot is no good. Eagles get the rebound and the putback. Hamlin with the points. Platt brings it across the timeline, shoots, and almost makes it off the rim. So at the end of three, Eagles lead it 49-44. So here we go at the beginning of the final period. It will be the Eagles' ball. 49-43, Eagles with the advantage. Two possession game. Greenlee with the ball over the right wing, kicks at the right corner, shot for just outside the arc, in and out. Clarkson with the rebound. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Pulls it up at the top of the key, kicks it over to Shipman at the right wing, or left wing, I should say. Back to Platts. Back over to Kale Watson at the right wing. Watson just about loses the handle on it, but gets it over to Shipman at the top of the key. Back over to Watson. Back to Clarkson in the paint. He loses the handle on it. Noonan comes up with it. Greenlee, I'm sorry. Stokes with the ball. He kicks it over to Noonan. Back over to the right corner. Back out to Greenlee. Back to Stokes. Over to Noonan on the left wing. Back to the left corner. Back out to Stokes at the top of the key. Back to Greenlee. Back to Stokes. Eagles trying to slow it down. Back to Greenlee, into the paint. The shot is up and good. Shot by Hamlin. Platts will bring the ball back the other way for the Eagles. Pass over to Watson on the right wing. Back out to Platts. He'll shoot the three at the arc. His shot is good. 51-47. Eagles with the advantage. Ass up to Noonan on the left wing, back out to Stokes at the top of the key. Covered by Platts. Cross court pass over the right wing. Platts with the steal. Platts brings it across the timeline, drives it into the lane, but he double dribbles. Nice looking steal, could have made it close. Stokes passes it ahead to Hamlin. Shot is no good. The Eagles with the rebound and the foul. Foul is going to be on Clarkson. That's his fourth. Greenlee will go to the line. Take that back. It's Noonan at the line. Noonan's shot is good. 52-47. Shot is no good. Platts with the rebound. Platts at the top of the key over to Watson. He'll shoot from the right wing for three. Shot's no good. Eagles with the rebound. Stokes will bring the ball back the other way for the Eagles. Comes across the timeline, kicks it up to Stokes still has the ball. Shot is no good. Platts with the rebound. Platts brings it across the timeline. Drives it in the lane, and he's fouled. Platts' shot is nothing but net. Reimer in the game for Penn. Second shot is good. 52-49. Stokes ahead to Noonan. On it to Hamlin, back to Stokes, over to Noonan. Noonan drives the baseline. His shot is up, in, and out, but he gets his own rebound. Man, his vertical jump is something else. 54-49. Eagles with the advantage. Platt walks it across the timeline over to Shipman, into the paint to Hettinger. His shot is no good. Eagles with the rebound. Foul's going to be called on Danny Clarkson. That's probably five for him. Elam in the game for the Tigers. Hamlin will go to the line to shoot a couple. Actually, I'll shoot one-on-one. Hamlin's first shot is good. .442 left in the game. Eagles lead at 55-49. Hamlin's second shot's on its way, and it's good. Hettinger inbounds it to Platts, who brings it across the timeline over to Watson, left wing to Platts on the right wing. He shoots just inside the arc. Shot's no good. Eagles with the advantage. Take it ahead in a hurry for the easy layup to Hamlin. Nobody there to guard him. Tigers take a timeout. With 4 minutes 16 seconds left in the game, back up to 9-point advantage for the Eagles. Be Tiger ball. Salder inbounds it to Platts, over to Salder. Back out to Watson. Top of the key, over to Platts on the right wing. He drives it in the lane, kicks it over to Salder at the left wing. Salder to Watson at the top of the key. He drives it in the lane. His shot is to the free throw line is good. 58-51. Tigers are hanging around. Noonan drives it into the paint to Reimer, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. 58-51. Eagles with the advantage. Reimer will go to the line for the Eagles. Foul is on number 31, which is Salter, and that's his first foul. 18 fouls on the Tigers, 4 on the Eagles. Reimer's first shot is no good. Reimer's second shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. 59-51, Eagles with the advantage. Platts will bring the ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Salter, left wing, looks to pass it in, back to Salter. Drives in the lane, about loses the handle on it, but gets it back. Passes it over to Watson on the right wing, back to Platts. Dribbles over to about a 15-foot. His shot's no good. Reimer with the rebound, but then Platts gets his hands on it for a jump ball. 3 minutes, 16 seconds left in the game, 59-51. Be Tigers' possession. Platts inbounds it to Watson on the left side. He drives the baseline, but then loses the handle on it. Be a jump ball. So Tigers will get, or the Eagles will get the ball back. Full court press by the Tigers. Pass ahead to Noonan, whose shot is nothing but net. Platts brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Salter on the left wing. Back to Watson, who drives it in the lane, kicks it over, tries to kick it over to Platts and loses the handle on it. He goes with the steal. Stokes with the ball. Over to Greenlee, back to the left corner. Back out to Greenlee. Back to Stokes, into the paint. To Hamlin, back out. Cross-court pass over to Noonan. Back to the top of the key, back to Noonan. He's going to drive the baseline. His shot is... he's fouled in the process of shooting. It's no good. Foul is on 31, Salter. Noonan will go to the line to shoot a couple. His first shot is good. Shipman in for Salter. Noonan's second shot is on its way, and it rims out. Platts had position on Reimer, and I think Reimer's calling for the foul. Yeah, that'll be 5 on him. ...62-51... Eagles with the advantage. 2 minutes 20 seconds left in the game. Kale Watson brings it across the timeline, top of the key, over to Shipman to the left wing. Back out to Platts. Kicks it back out to Shipman, whose shot is a little too short. Tigers running out of gas. Eagles with the ball. Stokes to Noonan, back to Stokes, back to Noonan. Noonan on the right side. Cross-court pass over to Hunter, back to Noonan. Noonan's turnaround shot, he's about losing the handle on it, kicks it back out to Stokes. Stokes to Noonan. Noonan just kicking, killing some time. Back to Hamlin, his turnaround jump shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound, but Greenlee kicks it out of bounds. The Tigers will retain possession of the ball. One minute, 23 seconds left in the ballgame. 62-51. Eagles with the advantage. Platts will bring the ball up towards the timeline. Walks it across. Dribbles around the baseline. His 50-foot jump shot is good. 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the game. 62-53. Stokes gets it ahead. Right in the hands of Salter over to Platts in the left-hand corner. Platts turns it around, drives the baseline. Shot is up and low to Song. Eagles with the rebound. Noonan, and he's fouled. Foul is on 21, which would be Platts. That's his third. So with 56 seconds left in the game, Noonan will go to the line to shoot a couple. Eagles with the advantage, 62-53. Noonan's first shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. Noonan's second shot is also good. So with 56 seconds left in the game, Eagles lead it 64-53. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles over the left-hand side, kicks it back out to Watson, over to Saldu, about loses a handle on it. Over to Watson, the top of the key, over to Platts. He drives it into paint, and his shot for two is no good. A kick it ahead to Hunter, and he's fouled by Watson going to the basket. Four seconds left in the game. Tigers are not giving up. Hunter's first shot is good. Hunter's second shot is good. Shipman will inbound it to Platts. Platts brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Kale Watson, back to Shipman, over to... we lost the handle on it here, but Eagles end up with it. And they'll bring it back the other way with 20 seconds left in the game. Noonan dribbles the ball around, and he is fouled by Platts. Fourth foul on Britt. Noonan will go to the line and add on. His shot is good. And his second shot is in and out. Platts with the rebound. He brings it across the timeline. Loses the handle on it. Eagles with the steal. They get it ahead to Osmus as time expires. And that's it. Eagles win it 67-53. And if you missed our earlier game, Eagles would take that one too, 51-44. And that's a wrap.